history in the making. Palestinians call it a betrayal. At issue, the surprise announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. In a nationwide TV address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state, and voiced hope that other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Netanyahu also said he was granting a request from U.S. President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off on implementing Israel's pledge to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, strongly condemned the UAE and says he's recalling his ambassador from the Emirates. Abbas said in part, quote, "The Palestinian leadership rejects and denounces the UAE, Israeli and U.S. trilateral announcement." His spokesman in the occupied West Bank called on the Arab League to reject the agreement. In Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. Turkey said the peoples of the region will never forget and will never forgive what it called this hypocritical behavior by the UAE. The agreement would make the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full ties with Israel. In Washington, President Trump described the Israel-UAE deal as a huge breakthrough and told reporters other similar Middle East agreements are in the works. Mr. Trump clearly hopes that diplomatic success will help in his November reelection bid. He has consistently trailed Joe Biden in the polls. European Union foreign ministers today are set to discuss possible new sanctions on Belarus after its harsh crackdown on post-election protests. Authorities in the former Soviet Republic have released hundreds of people detained during 5 days of massive street demonstrations. Many say they were beaten and tortured. The releases came after the top law enforcement official in Belarus apologized on state TV for the indiscriminate use of force. At the center of it all, growing demands for an end to the 26-year rule of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He was reelected with exit polls showing he got 80% of the vote, which his opponents say was the result of fraud.